Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf in Practice series. There's a question which I want to raise. I'm not sure I have a full answer to the question, but I want to talk about forwarding WhatsApp messages. Many times you have memes that go viral, but sometimes someone sent you a message and you want to send it on to someone else. You may not even reference who you got that message from. Would there be a problem of forwarding WhatsApp messages? And obviously it's not really limited to WhatsApp messages. Anytime that someone communicates with you and you want to pass on that information to someone else, would there be a problem? Now there's Gemara in today's daf. Yuma daf dalad, towards the bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara introduces to us the apparent prohibition, iser of bal yomar, saying something over. And the Gemara makes a drasha. Vayidaber Hashem, Hashem spoke to Moshe, lemar. What's lemar saying? So the Gemara says that one is not allowed to tell something that he heard from one person to his friend unless he got explicit permission. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, only was able to repeat that which Hashem said to him, because Hashem said to him, Lemar, Hashem told him that he's able to repeat it to other people. The implication would be that whenever someone receives a communication, he's not allowed to pass it on unless he got explicit permission. If you're getting a meme that says forwarded many times, you're not allowed to forward it on. You didn't get permission to forward that which you got. Someone could understand it that way. Now, step number one we have to analyze, is there a real iser here? Is there a real prohibition? Or is it just a midah to derech eretz? Now, of course, you're supposed to act with derech eretz, but it has a different weight and it has different applications if it's a real iser or it's just derech eretz. Now, if you look in the poskim, it's not so simple to find where this halacha comes up. The Magen Avraham does quote it in Siman Kuf and Vav, but over there also it's not clear whether all those halachas are real iserim or also they may just be midos tovus and derech eretz. The Meiri, one of the Rishonim on our Gemara, does in fact explicitly say that it's Derech Eretz. He says that the Limdunu Derech Eretz, the Gemara is trying to teach us Derech Eretz how to act. You shouldn't tell things to other people, even if it's not a secret. Even if it's not something that would be detrimental to the person who told it to you, still you shouldn't pass on that information. And the Chavetz Chaim really quotes this in Sefer Chavetz Chaim, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, and Klal Beis, and the Ber Maim Chaim on Sif Yud Gimel, and he says also that it's derech eretz. You shouldn't be to teach you proper midos, not to pass on information to other people, even if it's not necessarily a secret. But the Chavetz Chaim does qualify this, and he says it's only if, perhaps only if it was told to you in confidence, only if it was told to you in a private space, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu Ba'al Moed. So too, if someone told you privately an idea, perhaps that's what you shouldn't pass on. Now, you have to understand what's the typical etiquette and what's expected and what's the norms. Perhaps that would have implications about the permissibility of passing on information. And as I said, I'm not sure I have the answer to all these questions. I don't know the exact parameters of this halacha, but I think it is an important idea for people to certainly be much more cautious when they forward messages and to appreciate it, to think twice about what the implications of forwarding a message could be. It may be usher, it may not be usher, but certainly demands thought.